back to Candy Teeth Radio. I'm very excited today. I'm here with Jeff Weig.
That's me.
I'm here with Jake Decoy.
Yep.
And I'm here with our very special guest, Casey Weldon.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
So you want to tell a little story about your first time in Tacoma? You're like, I just did.
Yeah, to like three different people in our house. I just went to a great beer store and saw the three other people I know in Tacoma. On accident, yeah.
On Kawinky
Days. Yeah, they're shopping for their food and they said hi. I don't think they wanted to talk as long as I was talking to them for, but...
I'm just trying to get some food, dude.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Exactly. But, yeah, cool. Yeah. Cash was nice about it. Like, Joey's like, I ain't got time for you, man.
Dude, my girl's at home, man.
Yeah, exactly. I'm already behind the ball on this. Like, I'll see you later, all right?
So, Casey is a painter. I want to say a Seattle painter, but you're kind of like a SoCal painter. In Seattle. Is that right?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I left Los Angeles right after I graduated college, so I didn't really even get started there.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And then you came to Seattle?
No. I went to Las Vegas for about 3 years. Right out of art school. See, all my friends have been born and raised Las Vegas. They all bought houses when they were 80 grand and they were 20 years old.
Yep.
So by the time I graduated college, broke as hell. And they're like, oh, this seems like a good place
to rent. A lot of couches here.
Yeah. The rooms were rooms. Super cheap. And everyone was just about drinking beer and owning land. So.
Right. Plus, I didn't have a couch that would be big enough for you.
No. Actually,
there was a good one.
Yeah, there was some good couches. Well, one of the guys, they ran title companies or were for title companies, so they would just come up on like foreclosed houses and all of the furniture inside. And wow. So these were like nice black leather couches, which is a poor choice for Las Vegas.
But, yeah.
Yeah. No, it was great. And there was a really nice art scene developing there in kind of downtown area, and had a show there before I started and sold work. It was straight out of college. That was like unheard of.
And yes.
Wow, yeah.
At least from what I was expecting. And yeah, for 3 years, just had a really good time and met a lot of great artists, and I've been going back ever since.
Yeah, I see you there all the time, and I was going to ask you about that. Was one of my questions, was I was going to be like, what's this time?
yeah. My best friend lives out there. He's a dude I've known since junior high. He moved out there when we started high school, and just he's like a third brother to me. So go out there, and Vegas is crazy. It's not even like the crazy like Vegas strippers. We don't do any of that. Or didn't then because we were 17. But crazy punk scene, going out to the middle of the desert and just.
Right.
Working out and drinking and doing
generator shows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Suburban living at its max, so all that suburban aches was there in spades.
I saw that time lapse of that video. You did that mural.
That was past my time there. I think I was living up here by then. But
oh, you went back and did that?
Yeah. A friend of mine had this house and, ranch house, kind of retroed out and built a wall in the back. Yeah, and you just have artists do time-lapse, shoot it with a GoPro, we'd paint a mural, and then every month they'd paint over it and start again.
Yeah, I saw that at the beginning of it. I saw the old one, and I was like, ooh, are they doing that over and over?
Yeah, okay, so the first time, or when I did it, I'm like, you guys are buffing this over, but you just do it kind of by yourself. Each time that someone would do a mural, they would have a party for it, invite everyone to.
Yeah.
I'm like, if we're going to buff over it, let's buff over it in front of everybody.
Yeah, get that feeling.
Yeah, so we did this crazy thing. There's a garage that is like the garage, like the door to the garage was right next to the wall. And they filled it up full of smoke machine. They got dressed in these Tyrex suits with like Speedos on top of them and like face masks on. And they had these two, like, golden rollers and a bucket of white paint.
Yes.
They come marching out, like, the Imperial Guard. One, like, hands me, like, a tiny roller on a purple plush pillow.
Yes. And,
now, by the way, this whole time we're inviting people to this party, like, okay, you got to be there at 10 o'clock. Casey's going to sign the mural. And I had to, like, say that to people with a straight face. Like, yeah, you got to see me sign it. It's
with a coat of flat white.
Yeah. Awesome. I didn't tell anyone that.
My like, signature's weird.
Yeah.
A lot of people are awesome signature.
Why the fuck do we want to see him?
Yeah, okay, we'll be there.
Yeah, sure, buddy. And I'm like, no, seriously, come. It's going to be fun. Anyway, so they do the thing, and by then people are wondering what the hell is going on. There's smoke everywhere, light fucking just blaring, and I just go up there and paint like a happy face on it, and half the crowd's like, no. The other half's like, yeah!
Yeah! Destroy! I'll do that.
The two guys who are standing on either side of the mural like this with their rollers up, and then they just go to town and buff it in front of everybody, and people lost their shit. It was awesome.
Yes! That's
great.
Yeah. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Probably the most epic buff
ever. Well, after that, they had to, like, outdo themselves every time. They tried all these different... At one point, they were wiring, like a sprinkler line above the wall so that it would just start dripping.
Like, wash the paint off?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if... I wasn't there for that one. I don't know how well it worked out, because paint, you know, a little bit more viscous than water. But it was cool. And then after that, they just hand out cans and let people go to town on it and just make a mess.
Yeah.
It was one of the funnest things ever. It's a Las Vegas backyard wall on YouTube.
You can see, like, all those guys. It out. It's cool. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
I watched it twice yesterday.
All the music for all those is done by like some guys there, and they would actually like score it to the thing. Yeah. So that song, like, they're like, I don't know, what kind of jams do you like? And I just gave them some songs, and they try to match it up with that. It was fun.
That all sounds fun.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Like a blast.
Vegas gets a bad rap. Everyone thinks, you know, it's
Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. But that's like a... It's just like this little egg yolk, and all the white parts are, the egg whites are a lot of fun.
So that explains, I don't know if it does, but does that explain how you got the cat mural that you just did at the MGM?
One of my friends out there, Austin Spencer, he runs the tattoo shop, Studio 21, and he's kind of like the guy about town. At one point, he was like on the Las Vegas Weekly is the one of the city's most eligible bachelors.
Yeah! Like,
great guy. Into doing a lot of crazy shit. He and his girlfriend, his girlfriend got the job, plays like golf with the MGM fucking president, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my boyfriend's an artist. Maybe he can paint your place. So he got a bunch of artists to do this bar that they were opening. It was about 7 or 8 of us, and it went off really well. The guys, it's a partnership between the bar owner, it was like Hakkasen, I don't know how to pronounce it, but they own like nightclubs all over the world, mm-hmm. and then the MGM. Nice. And yeah, seems like they ended up, the more we painted, the more they noticed the white walls that weren't getting murals. They're like, oh shit, you guys gotta come back and paint those.
It worked.
Yeah,
it worked.
They covered the entire thing, and now it looks like he's doing some stuff in some other other hotels.
That seems like a thing that would catch.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Especially if you said that, like, that company has stuff all over.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can probably get hooked up all over.
They're opening a new one in Cabo. We're like,
come on.
Back.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Some starfish on the wall, whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Just some of those jet skis and starfish and dolphins and, yeah.
It was interesting to me. So your mural was all cat faces, mm-hmm. right? Like, all cat heads. And the story of the process of how you got the pictures of the cats. And you put out a thing like, hey, send me your picture of your cat if you want it on this mural.
Yeah, definitely. Well, in the past, I do a lot of cat-related art. I did a whole solo show on cat art called Meow Brow. And I put out an open call, like, dude, I need cat bottles. And I got just way too many.
You did.
Just like, yeah.
Don't put that on the internet.
I was underestimating, like, yeah, paint my cat.
Every single cat person everywhere would be like, yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome. I still have, like, all those. I hope to, like, pictures. Yeah. And then for this one, it was just going to be... So the mural is like a pillar. It's right by between the bar and like the main like walkway of the hotel. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna get up pretty close to it, and they wanted something that was selfieable. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
people
would take pictures of themselves in front of and
interact.
Like,
yep, yeah, cats. If my experience, cat art will do the trick. And so I knew like, oh man, if I put out an open call, how do I pick through that many cats? The goal was to paint 130 cat heads. It ended up being 99 because the pillar was a little bit shorter than I thought it was. But still, 99 cat heads.
Some cat people are pissed at you right now.
Oh, about like 200 to 300, yeah. And then, you know, people were like, yeah, can you paint my cats? And then it'd be like six pictures of different cats. I'm like, oh, sorry, I can only do one.
Let's try to do a suite.
Yeah. So to... like thin out the herd a little bit in a somewhat classy way, or like
you pick the cutest one,
like a fair way.
Well, I said whoever donates to the Nevada SPCA, I'll paint your cat first to get like hierarchy, and ended up being
shit.
And then don't donate. You gotta just directly donate to them. $5 I think was the minimum. I mean, people went crazy. They were doing like $150, whatever.
Well, you just made a bunch of money for this.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's rad.
That's amazing.
Because you said it.
Yeah, kind of like, I kind of awesome. Like did a
words,
loose
count.
Because they had to send me like a receipt. Some of them had, right. Some of them had the amounts, and you know, I got like prime placement. If it was like $100.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You're going right at
top
high level.
List.
Yeah. But, yeah, it ended up being, like, $1,500 or something, I think, for the SPCA.
That's amazing.
And the funniest thing is I never talked to them about it. I just, yeah, like, one day they got, like, a bunch of donations online from everywhere.
Oh, that's so good.
Everywhere. I mean, like, from fucking overseas and shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, why is this person from Turkey, like, donating $5? That's so
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, some weird random
today.
Dude, I hope the story of that is, like, the guy in the office that day, that was, like, his, like, first week or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, his first, he's the new guy.
Yeah,
you know? And he's just like, oh, cool, this is cool. Like, not thinking anything about it, because maybe this is how it goes.
Yeah.
And then the boss comes in later in the afternoon, like, how's it going in here, Roger? You know?
His name's Roger.
Yeah. He is now. I got $1,500 from Saudi Arabia. What?
Yeah. 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 It could have, someone
so
brought
fast.
Up that it could have possibly brought up some red flags. Like, what is this Breaking Bad money laundering scheme you got going on?
Right.
So the funniest thing about it is, like, Austin picked about 9 artists, and no one really did. They're just kind of, do what you want. No one really sent in sketches or anything. I sent just like a real easy mock-up. It was like the same cat head over and over again with a gradient color. It was just like, this is just the pattern. It's not exactly what it's going to look like. This is for you, Austin. Don't send it to the guys. And he did. And they're like, I don't get it. Why? Can we not do this? And
No.
I was halfway to Vegas. I was in like Twin Falls and he calls me. I was like, I'm not really feeling this idea. I'm like,
I told you not to go on this
So I was wigging out, and then the entire time I was painting it, they're just like, they put this, like, giant ATM machine the size of, like, a Galaga upright, you know, like, right in front of, like, half of the pillar, you know, and I'm like, okay, but as it went going on, and people started taking pictures, and they're like, yeah, then, like, some of the VPs, like, hey, can you paint my cats?
Yeah.
The president of MGM comes down like the last day, and I still have a shit ton of work to do. And what I thought was covering up like 10 or 15 cat heads, he's like, yeah, we're getting this out of here. Yeah, we want you to. We didn't think it was going to be good. And I'm like,
I like this.
My friend JW was there, and like, was just like, what kind of backhanded compliment is that?
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's like, yeah, we're getting this out of here. Also, can you pay my daughter's cat?
Yes.
The last day was 30 hours straight.
Oh!
Painting cat heads, like, losing my mind, man.
Wow.
This was a good idea.
Yeah,
this was a good idea.
No.
Special request cats.
Yeah, I don't. I'm done with cats for a while.
Take a rest.
Yeah,
I got a really cute one.
I don't have a cat. I'll get a cat for you to paint.
No way. Let's talk about the caterpillar.
Yeah,
that thing.
So I'm talking about a painting where you made a cat that is a caterpillar, but you made a whole bunch of them, different ones.
I don't know. It's basically the same painting over and over again with a different color background in different breeds of cats. What I learned is if you do a gray tabby, a lot of people have gray tabbies. Oh, that looks like buttons. Yeah, I like that one. And if you do like a calico, you know. So yeah, I did like 11 of them, and it was just totally, it's the dumbest pun ever. I had to search the hell out of it on Google. I'm like, someone has got to have done this before. And
right.
There was some bad Photoshop versions of it, but nothing that warranted me to go to town on it, and so I did. And yeah, it's really dumb, but
but it led to the damn toy.
Yeah. I mean, the prints were selling really well. I mean, that was 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And then Greg Prout, who lives up here in Seattle, works for 3AA Toys, and it's like, we gotta make this into a toy. Like, I didn't think it was gonna happen because all their toys are these amazing, elaborate, like, fully articulate, like, transformers. And
right.
It's like what you picture, like, not a cat.
Yeah.
It's like a superhero. Oh, yeah. Like, Japanese superhero.
Yeah, like, not hot, like, posable Japanimation girls, like, and then this fucking cat.
Caterpillar, dude.
Yeah. But it does move around. I don't know. There's that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Each segment of the caterpillar moves, right?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. There's like a body part, and then there's four, like, segments.
Chunks.
Their little hands in there.
We'll post a picture of it on the
cool. Yeah, actually,
I have a picture of you holding it.
I just got it. I just got it back to do some promos for it. I want to take a stab at animating it because I want to show people that it can like move around.
Yeah.
So I got like a little tripod thing for the iPad, and I haven't tried doing that since I was a kid with like G.I. Joe's. So,
yeah, get into that stop motion.
Yeah, man. Exactly. Yeah, I was going to pick your brain about it sometime too because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So,
me neither. I'm just doing it.
Yeah, I guess it's so time consuming. I can see like, 20 hours into it, I got like 13 seconds of
footage.
That's
how it works. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I thought I was going to hate. I'm super ADD. Like, I have to work in circles on stuff to even work. And stop motion, totally. I just mellow out, and I'll do it for 14 hours straight, and just be like, I'm totally entertained. It's like super fun.
Nice.
It's weird.
Yeah, I can use a little bit of that. A little bit of that zen.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, too. Yeah. It's that kind of stuff. Those kind of words.
Spiritual.
That's some of that spiritual shit. I like it.
I like that spiritual stuff.
Well, speaking of animating, I saw a video that you did for, looks like a band out of Vegas.
Oh, no, yeah.
The zebra unicorn?
Zebraska, yeah.
What? I don't know this.
This is very old. This is Black Camaro. It's a great local band in Las Vegas. And one time, one of the band leaders, Brian Garth, and I were like, randomly at a bar in the middle of nowhere, and he was talking about how they were going to make a video for each song off the EP, and then I was like, Zebraska's like my favorite song, and then we just started like talking about it. So what would that video be about?
Right.
And I'm like, well, it's about a zebra, right? I'm like, I don't know how, it was after many beers, and we're like, it turns into a unicorn. Yeah. starts shooting bolts out of his unicorn horn and turns everything into black and white, and then you don't see it at the end, but like the next video starts off with a multicolored zebra, whatever. It was
zebracorn.
It was like, I've never like worked with After Effects, so I like try to teach myself how to do it with that too.
It looked really good.
Thanks. It was a little rough, but I appreciate that. I can't look at it without cringing.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's that old, you know, but I thought it was cool. And, like, for a music video, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if it's... Some of the rough edges are, like, intentional in a music video, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, totally. I can't wait till we look at bad After Effects animation with, like, nostalgia. like, you know, like, bad, like, claymation. You know?
Yeah.
Right now, it
just... Windows 95 graphics.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like world's worst Adult Swim, like...
Yeah, yeah. Just... Have you ever done any CD covers?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Periodically, it's just been a lot of, like, friends, bands. I just finished one for a group in Los Angeles called Cuddy Flam. Mm-hmm. And it's been done for a while. They're on Burger Records. It's just, like, a kind of garage punk. Their whole thing is, like, this kind of 1950s doo-wop kind of jam. It's three-piece. And so that comes out this spring sometime. But cool. I just got a word from that they're going to put it on vinyl, so I'm glad to get that.
Yeah. Ooh, the big one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
I had, like, Pictures of License. It's a group called Poems. Venetian Snares is, like, a kind of square pusher.
Yeah, yeah, you know? No.
Yeah.
That's a big...
Oh, okay.
That's,
you know,
a big record to get, yeah.
Yeah, so him and his, I think, girlfriend came out with an album, and it was under the name Poems. It's also on Planet Mew.
Mm-hmm.
And they licensed one of the Four-Eyed Cat paintings that I've done.
Uh-huh.
And that was on vinyl. That was,
fuck
that
yeah,
was super rad. yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, a lot of the cats, like, you guys know who Lil Bub is? It's like an internet cat.
Yeah, oh, yes.
It's like it's just got, like, wall-eyed and its tongue is always out. So, well, the guy that owns Lil Bub owns a recording studio, and they made, like, a Lil Bub album, right?
Oh, my God.
And it's pretty good. It's dope. It sounds like it was going to be terrible. Yeah, I know. I know. But, you know, when I did that Meow Brow show, it was also right next to a gallery that was same gallery owners. And they were doing a Lil Bub theme show. And I got, it was just the weirdest thing. It was two shows going on of just all cat art. Yeah, people lost their minds. Yeah. Like, Lil Bub was doing a book signing. And, like, people were falling down on the ground. Like, oh, my God, this cat. It's too cute. And it's just sitting there, like, chilling with his tongue out. Yeah. Looking in two different directions. And, like, yeah. It was amazing. It was the coolest weekend I've ever had. Because I show up at the airport, and Ken Harmon, who owns Spoke Art, where the show was, he's like, yeah, we gotta wait for Bub. And I'm like, what? Like, yeah, we're picking up Bub, and Mike is Bub's dad or whatever. And they come in, Bub's in, like, a little duffel bag, and I'm in the front seat, and I can't stop, like, turning around and just looking at this cat who's just, like, just chilling.
And you see him on the internet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, this cat is, like, insanely famous.
Did you get starstruck?
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
My cat. And I'm, like, kind of, like, I didn't know him when I'm kind of just, like, take a picture. It was cool. It, yeah, there, yeah, that's the cat.
He really looks like this in real life?
Oh, yeah. It's a her, too. Yeah, it's a... Yeah, yeah. I don't think she gives a shit, but, yeah.
What the fuck, dude? That's,
yeah, it's got awesome, these tiny... It's a dwarf cat. It's got these tiny little legs, man. And it, like, viced it a whole thing on her. And,
oh, I mean, it, man.
The thing makes money.
This cat is making cash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think when we picked them up, they were talking about how they were just, like, in L.A. on, like, the Ellen show or some show like that, you know? Like, just a dude and his cat.
Wow.
Yeah, they all live in Bloomington, and there's, like, a Lil Bub store.
Jesus!
And I have prints.
It keeps going.
I have prints of the cat that they sell there, and every now and then I get, like, checks from Lil Bub LLC. With, like, a handwritten note says, like, good job, Casey. And it's, like, I don't know, for $45 or something.
Yeah.
Like, still awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I get paid by cats.
I'm getting paid by cats.
That's amazing.
Well, on the show we have this segment called Questions from the Weird Beard.
Oh.
Which which is a random person that you don't know.
Okay, I was looking at.
You looked at all our beards.
Yeah,
you're like, where's the weird one?
Which one's taking it? But you already have been asking the questions.
I have it on my phone. He sent it to me from an undisclosed location.
Oh, okay.
Very secretive.
Yeah, this is all top secret stuff here.
This is the most information anybody's ever got about the weird beard, too. By the way,
okay,
right here.
Yeah.
Consider yourself lucky.
All right. So, are you ready for the question from the weird beard?
Yeah.
Casey, I like your work, but I can't help but notice a theme. A theme involving small predatory mammals that carry a brainwashing parasite. This toxoplasmosis, as it's called, inhabits an ever-increasing portion of the population and causes obedience to cats and risky behavior. Once the cats have completed their utter domination and subsequent enslavement of the human race, you'll be forced to prove your worth. Make a case to the Feline Dominance League for your continued existence.
There was a follow-up to that?
Yeah, yeah, he never stops. It's supposed to be one.
Oh,
but
okay.
He doesn't listen.
I'm familiar with toxoplasmosis. People have brought it up. I've wondered if I might have been victim to it and am already under the control of cats. there's like a big Radio Lab episode. I was literally painting cats. with the parasite. And like,
these are my overlords.
Yeah. It comes like they eat. Because rats have it, they eat the rat, and it wants to, I don't know, it had something to do with cat shit and pregnant ladies, and,
Oh, I've heard cat shit and pregnant ladies before.
Yeah, yeah, that's like, don't put the two next to each other. Cats aren't supposed to be around, newborns either, right? So just, if you're breeding, just keep cats out of the picture.
They try to suck that breath up.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Really seemed like a question, but more of a demand to make my case to the...
The Feline Dominance
Bureau?
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And the cats take over?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, like any other dictatorship or, you know, like you guys need some artwork for your agendas, right? You know? I feel like I've already, like, made a case for your worth to the human population. I mean, so let me just make some propaganda for you.
Propaganda.
Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Cat propaganda.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's how you...
And I work for Lil Bub.
Who's got to be some sort of queen or...
Yeah.
He's definitely up there on the ranks.
Yeah, right.
You pull out one of those $45 trucks and good job, Casey, right down there.
Look, Princess Monster Truck, there's Colonel Meow, rest in peace, and then Lil Bub... has got to be up there. I don't know where Grumpy Cat falls in the mix. I'm not even quite sure what sex that is, but it could be king or queen. I don't know. Whatever.
But you know Bubs or whatever, so.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta stick with
it. We're cool.
Yeah.
We're cool, Bubs. I mean, it seems cool to me that they couldn't, you know, they couldn't find anyone better, really.
Yeah.
let's listen to
you
the
have a
rest.
Good track record.
The next level.
What's the next level?
What's gonna happen? Look at his little, he has a little gerbil mouth.
He's got a weird beard.
He's got a little gerbil mouth buried in that weird beard. Go ahead, little guy.
Secondly, assuming you've proved yourself worthy, what grand monument to your new cat gods will you erect? You have unlimited funding and countless human slaves, so it had better be the greatest tribute ever paid to cats. Casey? Please keep up the good work, and to our feline listeners, meow, 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 meow.
Thank you, Weirdbeard.
All Weirdbeards need to be like that.
Oh my god. Yeah, video.
Yeah.
Video.
No, I would recommend getting a shitty, like, big-ass flat screen for this place. Just to put that giant weird beard on.
Whoa. I'm going to
get
do that.
Really
I'm gonna
up
do
close
that.
With that beard. Yeah. If for any reason, just the weird beard screen. You know.
So good. That's our screensaver.
That's so good. Oh, man. I like to see that mouth eat chowder. That's all.
Yeah.
There's like ducks, you know. Like this is where Yeah.
Some channels.
Yeah. You can get up in there.
Okay, monuments to cats.
Unlimited resources.
Unlimited, yeah, you got all the slaves. Human slaves you want.
I'm trying to think what cats would want from human slaves. I mean, I guess they're already slaving them. I don't know. This is a toughie.
Yeah, see, he comes with them.
Yeah. Well, all right, because I've always had a dream. It's not particularly a great monument to cats, but, like, at some point in my life, I want to own and run a roadside attraction. And, you know, like those Paul Bunyans, like north of Arcata.
Drive through the tree.
Yeah, exactly.
Giant hot dog on the side of the road.
I just want a giant four-eyed cat, like right visible from the freeway. So when people are driving by, they're just like, and they're weird. Their eyes kind of like weird out. And then, I just want a giant, like, sphinx of a cat, you know? Sphinx. Yeah, like, with like a little miniature golf course at the bottom. Dried apricots and
some cotton.
Yeah, totally.
Mini golf was my favorite. I'm so happy there's mini golf. We'll
sell giant plaster paw prints, you know, like. But that doesn't really. I mean, I think that's gonna take like 4 to 5 human slaves.
You don't need it.
Couple bucks here.
Yeah, maybe just, like, the world's giant laser pointer, you know? It won't, like, burn anything, but just, like, something on the moon, it's probably.
A satellite.
A satellite or on the moon, and just, like, just fucking everywhere. There's, like, red dots, and,
cats jumping from planet to planet.
You could build an amusement park, and it would be, like, just, like, the backs of couches. And, like, windowsills and, like, bookshelves and with, like, shit they could, like, knock off of it.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, just tables and tables of things that are important to you. It doesn't matter if it's just a normal object. It has to be demonstrated that it is important to you. And you do not want it on the floor.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones, those are the go-to.
The little section that's just, like, computer keyboards for them to just, like, walk all over.
Only when you're working on
it.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have, like, gibberish. Animatronic robots that look like they're working on the computer. And the cats could come and, like...
No, a whole room of sleeping people. No, it's time. It's playtime. It's 4 a.m. I'm ready to go. You're up? I'm tired. I'm going to sleep.
You weren't asleep. Your toe was talking shit.
Yeah.
I think that was a great answer.
I think so too. Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll see what the weird beard thinks
though. Yeah, I mean, they make you like master ambassador to humans after that.
I hope so. I'm pretty good with cats.
Yeah. You don't want to be the master to humans after you go with the cats.
Unless it's like, if the cats are treated like celebrities, like they kind of already are, but, so what did little bub say anything about me? What's she really like? Cats are just like us. Shopping at PetSmart. Coming out of the Home Depot parking lot.
Little bub. Yeah.
Leave me alone, man. Just buying some kitty litter.
Should we take a breath? You want to take a breath?
I was just taking a breath.
I know. I was wanting to, and I did a little half one. I'll do it real quick. It really works. I hate it that it really works.
Anyway. I'm afraid I'm the only one drinking beer here. I'm like, gonna fill up this room with beer breath.
you're all blowing it out lightly.
Yeah, I hope you guys like the automatic citrus ale here.
I'm drinking one of the worst drinks.
Have one of the beers.
Oh, yeah. What I was going to talk about was something else, but now I'm getting into this.
You have a story.
Are we good?
Road tripping, dude. This is some going to the cabin.
So all these breweries have like low alcohol content IPAs or pale ales. That's technically, I think, one of them. At 5.5, which is still fine. And they're all things like day hike or like, you know,
swimming.
Yeah. I like this one's called road trip. Like,
afternoon fishing.
Perfect. Yeah.
You know,
for yeah, traffic. Yeah, he like, just has a car.
Yeah.
He's just like, you're going on a trip. Grab this beer. Man,
you got to drive from Seattle to Tacoma around 5:30. Crack one of these guys. It's going to be a while.
It's going to be a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's delicious. It's nostalgic for some reason. Because it reminded me of my story. So, I was in Seattle with a bunch of people from Two Ravens, Studio and Foundry.
Yeah.
I'm always with these people. And we went to a show in Seattle, and then we were walking around the Art Walk, and we went down on First, and we walked, and we went by Rock LaRue.
Recipes.
And we were walking by, yeah, it was one of my goals, too. It's just dead. One of the goals are dead.
I know. There's a lot.
So we walk by it, and there's just all these. I'm gonna jog you real quick. Ready? All these badass paintings in the window. Like we're walking by, we're going somewhere like to a restaurant or something, and we're like, "Oh, damn! Wait a minute!" So we see all these crazy colors and hot chicks and shit like that, and so we go in there and we check them out. We're there for a while. I'm taking pictures of them. I took the damn.
Postcard. Yeah, nice.
Like, I don't take the postcard of other people's shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm one of those dudes.
Let alone hanging on a wall.
Yeah, hanging on a wall.
Fold it up and throw it away 5 minutes later, like everybody else does.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, I was into your shit. And then, Joey brought me to the drunk.
Yeah.
Which I want to talk about too. But Joey brought me to the drunk and was like, this is Casey. And I was like, cool. And then later I put them together. And I was like, oh, shit, when I looked up your shit. And then I was like, oh, damn, he's that dude that liked his shit. Anyway, I liked your shit before I liked you.
Oh, thanks, man.
That made me feel good about it. Like, yeah. I can talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your stuff's really great.
Yeah.
I'm going to see you.
Yeah, you do stuff, too. It. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's good to hear, man.
That show was awesome.
Yeah, that was a first time showing at Rock LaRue, and it was kind of a dream come true, you know?
Yeah.
When was it? What year? You know?
This is probably a year and a half ago, maybe?
If only there was some sort of thing we can look at. It doesn't even have the year, does it?
It never has the year.
That's what I was looking at. It has the date.
August, September.
I think it was...
I think it was two years ago,
at least. I think so. Like 2.5, yeah. My parents have been living up in this area for 13 or 14 years or something, and would always come up and visit them around Labor Day, and hopefully try to make it to Rock LaRue. They always would be closed the weekend I come up,
because
it's Labor Day. when I first moved here, I would just like go to the shows all the time when they were still in Belltown and didn't know anybody. Just kind of walk around like a lurk, like a weirdo, and like, I really like this person, so I know it's them, and I can't talk to them, and yeah, I just kind of walk in, sweat a whole bunch in front of a bunch of people, and then walk out the door. Lindsay Carr and Handy Dan was a Scottish and artist from the Netherlands. I had a show, and I knew them just from online or something, and I went over to Kushi Bar, had like drinks with them, and then even knowing them, went to the show. Still, like, oh, I feel really comfortable. We went to rendezvous afterwards for the after party. I'm like, I don't know. Just sat there like a fucking weirdo and just sweated with my mouth shut. And, yeah,
sweating with my mouth shut.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. All right, so I talked to like Kirsten about doing a show and. And even went to, like, this, by now they're on First in Pioneer Square, and went to, like, the after party, just, like, kind of introduced myself to her in person, and she, like, walked right by me, and was, like, in her regular, hi, and she's, like, hi, and, like, looked at, like, eyes with, like, what?
Yeah.
Like, hi, Casey, Weldon, I'm going to show at your gallery, and blah, 3 months, and she's like, oh, hey, you know, like, kind of took a second. It was, I was quaking in my boots for a long time, and even that show was just like, you know, this is right next to Femke Heimstra. I don't know, I can never say her name right, and she's like a fucking god, you know, she's
right,
She's amazing. So, yeah,
that's what it was split. The show was split.
Yeah, all Rock LaRouge shows were like 2-person shows.
Yeah, so, I didn't even pay attention to none of her shit. Aww. That's crazy.
Well, she would do the really small ones. That were on,
that's
like,
probably what. That's right. Yeah. Oh yeah. Little tiny ones on books.
Yeah, it was the ones that were all sold.
they were super expensive and all sold.
Yeah. Well, because she would only do one show a year and a half, and it would only be at Rock LaRue, and then,
people come swoop.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, that was a dream come true. I'm glad you liked it. Mm-hmm. I have that never anything where I probably could have spent more time
done
on
this.
That.
Could have done it better, dude.
Nope.
It was good. And just for a little fun fact, the weird bid was there. He was into it. Yeah. He was into it.
Wow, totally just dropping clues.
And, that's true, though. I already gave it away, kind of right there. Let's not talk about it.
So he was there lurking at your show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just rubbing on him.
See that beard. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see that beard.
In real life?
Yeah, I'm just going to be like, I know you.
I know you.
Just barely pointing at him, mouth shut, sweating.
Wait, hold on. The cover of his eyes, like, save me now. I fucking knew it, weird beard. I got you.
I got you, weird beard.
I know what you're up to, man.
Oh, man. So how did you, I just love the weird beard, though.
Yeah. You and your gotcha journalism, yeah.
Chowder. I'm sending you a text.
Oh God!
Just him eating chowder.
Oh man, making a video, boomerang that shit so it goes up and down, up and down. Yeah.
So, did you get into the Rock LaRue? How did you get hooked up with the Rock LaRue? I guess I should say.
I'm not really sure. The whole gallery system works in this kind of like hierarchy here. You do well at one show, gallery will like, oh, you could do well at my show. I think Kirsten bought a couple of the paintings from the Miabrow. I can't say that enough.
Without smiling Miabrow.
Miabrow. I'm from Southern California. That's fucking how people talk. Miabrow. Yeah. So she bought a couple of those paintings and, I don't know. She just kind of hit me up out of the blue. I don't even think she realized that I lived in Seattle, despite like meeting her on sweaty nights.
Sweaty guy?
Yeah. Hey, you remember that?
No way!
Gigantic dude.
That's sweaty guy.
Yeah. That's me.
The sweaty guy. Like you're the Seinfeld episode.
Oh. I am.
I am.
It's gross. I think it's Kirsten that put that together.
Yeah.
It was right before that show at Rock LaRue.
Oh, and, perfect.
That was, again, dream come true. You know, like, this magazine I love. Seeing it in printed form. And, yeah.
And didn't that give you that bump, though? Did that give you a little...
Yeah.
A little bit?
Of course. At the very least, it's... prestige of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Even though print's a dying medium, blah, 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 whatever. No, man. Make it in the print version, I mean, even if it is a dying medium, like, then there's taking a chance on putting your bullshit.
That makes it worth more. Yeah, exactly. That makes it worth more.
The people I've ever talked to at High Fructose have been super awesome. And, they got all kinds of different... people writing to come here now, you know. I mean, yeah. Kirsten did for a long time. I don't think she was at that point, but it was awesome. It's a weird, like I was saying, the gallery hierarchy thing. Like, I got started doing like pop art type stuff, doing a lot of shows for Gallery 1988, which is a couple of galleries in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, I think at the time they were doing some pop art shows, but at some point it became like, oh no, this is what we're doing. We're all, every show is going to, yeah, exactly. A lot of people look down on it, but like, it's a solid place to start if, you know, if you got the brain for it. Not that you have to be super smart to do Back to the Future painting. but you do have to have creativity to make a Back to the Future painting that the 20 people before you that did Back to the Future paintings didn't, you know, it's got to have an idea like, oh, this is weird. This is different.
Yes.
You know, you got to, it's a
original concept.
Yeah. I went to school for illustration and the thing that they really drove is like, put your own twist on it. Like keep all the elements of the story that you have to describe, but just don't like describe the story in picture form. Like come up with your own symbolism, come up with your own twist. You know, that stays true to what you want to paint, but then is also interesting to look at and makes sense for the story. And, like, doing all those pop art paintings is the same thing, you know? It's like, okay, here's this, you know, you're taking some whatever pop culture movie or show or whatever. How do you make it yours or at least bring a new element to it, you know?
Yeah.
And, man, I did really well there. I loved it. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of hard to be like your own artist when you're always painting, you know, Breaking Bad paintings or.
But I saw the Bill Murray though.
Yeah,
that's exactly what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, 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 for sure. So that was for Spoke Art. That was Spoke Art's first ever show. Ken didn't even have a gallery then. He was like renting a space out, and he came out of nowhere. Yeah, I think at that time he was like an editor for High Fructose, so that was like, oh, I don't know, it kind of sounds legit, whatever. So I painted a bunch of Bill Murray paintings. Bill Murray as every other character from Wes Anderson movies.
Yeah.
Not the ones that he played, you know. So good. So dumb. It's the dumbest thing. Yeah.
Oh, no, I love it. When I saw that, I just started cracking up. I was like, look at this fucker did Bill Murray 1,000 times.
Yeah. It was awesome. It blew the hell up. I mean, at that point, like, it wasn't, they weren't doing Bill Murray shows left and right.
Yeah.
It was a little bit more out of left field then. And, yeah, just sold them.
You made up Bill Murray?
So when I first painted him, he was just like the scruffy kind of like
nobody. You
know, he'd been in a couple of indie movies, like I can't even remember. There was one about ghosts,
Ghostbusters.
That sounds familiar. Yeah, let's say that. But I painted him, and holy shit, things just really took off for him. Yeah.
People don't know the real story. Yeah. That's the whole thing. I'm glad we're here.
It first.
Just the expose. Can't even
print. All of a sudden, he's in these mega hits like Broken Flowers. And, but no, that was great, man. That was like a weird. I was moving out of New York at the time, so after Vegas for 3 years, I lived in Brooklyn for about 3 or 4 years. I was just leaving Vegas and was doing a bunch of prints. I was literally driving home across state through like snow in the middle of December or whatever, mailing prints at every like
at the post office.
But I stopped at, I would stop at friends' houses. I'm like, okay, I know this is really weird. I'm still down to drink beers and have a good time, but I gotta put these papers in these sleeves and put them in packages. Like, is that cool? And I'm like, yeah, all right. Okay. Sounds like a great time. And then, yeah. No, that was cool. And then, you know, that show was, it's called Bad Dads, and they've been doing it annually ever since. And they just put out a book, and, like, Wes Anderson himself did, like, the foreword for it. Aww. I mean, it's, like, a huge thing. He's, like, he loves the show. I mean, every year there's just tons of artists doing art inspired by his things. Like,
yeah, so it's all based off Wes Anderson movies?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a great show. I mean, they've...
Wait a minute, stop. I want to get in that show. I just want to put that on the record. Okay.
I've got to start painting some fucking Wes Anderson.
I'm into it. Yeah, I'm into it. I love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go a little less symmetrical, but I'm down.
Yeah. okay, so those paintings did well, and then from then, like, Spoke became a really... I mean, Ken is, like, just on it, you know? He's, like, has been working, I think it's, like, 6 years now, just, like, making that thing into a huge... I mean, he Owns also Hashimoto Contemporary, which is right next door to Spoke, and then Spoke just opened another gallery in New York. Nice. And then they have a warehouse in Oakland. People's Print Shop does all the prints. They're the ones that did the Caterpillar prints. He does that. You know, he's just like he's a mogul. He's a mini mogul. So he's doing he's well the most there.
Bachelor, right? That's that guy.
No. That's Austin and Vegas. This is Ken Harmon.
In my head, both those things are like,
I feel like, I know, like, one or two dudes in every city is just, like, that guy.
Yeah. You
know, like, putting shit together.
The other mayor, I call him.
Yeah, exactly. so once start doing well, and then, like, Rock LaRue and a couple of other, like, awesome guys, like, dream galleries, you know, start coming in. So, the next show is coming up in June. It's a solo show at Think Space in Los Angeles or Culver City. And that's the jam. I mean, those guys know what they're doing. And, the artists they show, the roster is intense. So.
Do you do the mural? Do you do a mural when you go there, too?
The show's in June. Mm-hmm. I'm not experiencing the mural thing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are.
I've done two and a half.
You've done three. What's that big one? I've seen you do three.
You do a mural, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, the guys that do murals are like, they're
But
like
I'm saying at Think Space, don't they have like mural walls? There was a guy trying to get me shows there, and I thought they had where they have murals for shows.
I don't know if it's like that. I think, I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like I know.
We all don't know.
Yeah, I've seen like, it's not, I mean, they have 2 to 3 artists there every month, so it's not like every artist is coming in there and doing a mural.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, I would imagine that they spread them out all over town. They find new walls for them to paint.
Find spots. Yeah. Not at that spot.
No. I mean, there's stuff in the back, but I've never seen it on the face. Like, Culver City's, that shit ain't gonna fly there.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah.
This is all interesting. Well, you've been talking a lot. We've been making you talk a lot.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
So, No. That's what we want.
That's why we brought you.
That's why you're here.
Give the guy a beer and ask him to talk about
himself. That's the deal.
Shut up and listen.
But for a little break, let's talk about Donald Trump.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? We could just get back to just the real world.
Woo!
You want to do that? You got something for the Trump dump?
Jake? I got something for the Trump dump, but it's kind of a good thing.
No, you're not one of those guys.
No, it's not.
It's a good thing. It's good to blow up the world.
You got to hear my story.
Okay.
It's a positive.
Okay, I'm curious.
But it's not really a dump Trump. It's just...
It's not a Trump dump.
It's just in the vein of Trump.
Okay, that's good.
So I saw an article, and I tried to read it when I sat down here before we started.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah.
Trump got mad beef.
Yeah,
people know about the beef.
Yeah, it's on.
But he like went off
on back her. In the day, right?
Back in the day.
Yeah, he said horrible shit about her.
He said a it's bunch awesome. Of really gnarly shit awesome. About her.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her; she's a slob. She talks like a truck driver. Rosie attacked me personally because I was very happy when her talk show failed. The other thing that failed, and this was a real monster, and everybody was suing her, was her magazine. Her magazine called Rosie was a total disaster. So I loved it. I gloat over it. I think it's wonderful because I like to see bad people fail. Rosie failed. I'm happy about it. She's basically a disaster. Well, she called me a snake oil salesman. And, you know, coming from Rosie, that's pretty low because when you look at her and when you see the mind is weak. I don't see it. I don't get it. I never understood. How does she even get on television? I believe Barbara made a terrible mistake putting her on, and I think Barbara's probably paying a big price. If I were running The View, I'd fire Rosie. I mean, I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. I'd say, Rosie, you're fired. We're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us. But it's not the chubbiness. Rosie is a very unattractive person, both inside and out. Rosie's a person that's very lucky to have her girlfriend. And she better be careful or I'll send one of my friends over to pick up her girlfriend. Why would she stay with Rosie if she had another choice? She's trying to use ABC and The View to get even with me. But with me, we fight back. I'll probably sue Rosie because she doesn't tell the facts. As an example, I'm worth many billions of dollars. Now, she said I was bankrupt. I never went bankrupt. So probably I'll sue her because it would be fun. I'd like to take some money out of her fat ass pockets. I actually think they ought to look at her whole life and see where she's coming from, because I think she's got some very deep-seated problems. Perhaps it should be Rosie that goes to rehab. Rosie is a loser.
So now, I was looking briefly at the article. It looks like somebody just tweeted Rosie O'Donnell needs to go on SNL as Steve Bannon.
Oh.
And she tweeted back to this person, like, I'm basically saying, I'm ready if I get the call.
Oh, hell yes.
So it's that would be awesome. And if you look, she could picture. Totally, you look at the picture, yeah. She'd totally kill it as Steve Bannon. Put some makeup on, make her look older and more gnarly with the weird shit that he's got going on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, like, Melissa McCarthy playing
Spicer.
So
good.
And then, yeah, of course.
I wish she didn't look like him that much. She looks like him. She looks exactly like him. It's so good.
Starts throwing gum in her mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's so good, that whole part.
SNL is just killed. Like, that's the I guess, the pot, like...
It's our only weapon!
It's, like, the positive about the about it. Like, it's, like, you know, all comedians and shit, they always, like, horrible dictatorship, basically, that we got going on right now is, like, comedy is just thriving on
yes. it. Yes. It's easy, like, too, though, but he makes it too easy, though.
Yeah.
This dude just tweeted, Iran is playing with fire. Can you imagine that? That's the president tweeting that.
Where's he tweeting anything? He's not supposed to be tweeting shit.
It's a new time. It's a new time.
We're in 2017 where the president tweets about fucking 40 characters. About the, like federal judge, 40 characters. Here's my statement about a federal judge and 40 characters.
Yep.
That's it.
No good at the end. Is bad at the end. But I think that'll be awesome. It'll give us a little laugh.
Yeah.
And it's cool that it was, and that's why it sucks, because I didn't get a chance to look at the whole thing, but it looked like it was just some random person just
suggesting,
you know, at Rosie O'Donnell, and she replied. And
she was like, ooh, yeah.
And so, you know, SNL is going to see
it.
Oh,
and it would just drive
it. Oh, it would be the best. Oh, it would be the best. Because he already was bitching about this one that Melissa McCarthy, I love her. He tweeted that he was only mad that a girl played Spicer.
Yeah, it made him look weak.
Yeah, because he doesn't like his people looking weak.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
It doesn't work. That doesn't work, Jeff. That doesn't work with him.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah,
I wish that worked. I wish he was like, well,
the whole mentality is out the window for the next 4 years. The whole, like, hey, like, what's going on? Nope.
No.
No, like,
whatever I want.
Yeah, exactly.
Shoot this guy.
No, you know, dude, as soon as Rosie O'Donnell's on Saturday Night Live, that was like an executive order. Yeah. It was like, shut that shit down.
Yeah.
I could do that, right? Comcast, you're done. Yeah. You're fired.
I bought you. I mean, somebody else bought you.
We're doing Trump Dump. Other article there is... Ivanka Trump, there's been, like, a whole list of, like, brands you should, or stores you should boycott, you know, for the Trump stuff. And a lot of them are just, like, people that carry Ivanka Trump,
Shoe line.
Handbags and shoe line. Yeah, like, like, a whole fashion line. Nordstrom's just, gave up on them, and,
Nice.
What's the other one? Neiman Marcus? And so, the article was about how, a lot of her... clothing is starting to show up in, like,
The Goodwill
eBay and like second or like not thrift stores but like bargain stores, you know, like Marshalls and shit. You know,
starting to show up.
Yeah. Like you're just becoming a joke line, and I don't know.
Well, it's like those Bill Cosby records. It's the same thing. Showing up in the same place.
All right, that's a dude. I'm not.
We don't have to go there. I was just saying, it's like that.
Yeah, you think about it. It's like you have 4 years to basically. I mean, it's scary because some scary shit might happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like they're basically ruining their whole family's lives. Yeah, they're going to come out on the other end 4 years or whatever might happen. But it's like, yeah, her whole fashion clothing line is like down the dumps.
Yeah.
They're like the laughing stock of the world right now. Yeah. Like, they're making fun, you know, it's like, and they just keep going. It's like,
yeah, it is.
It just shows you how fucking crazy these, like, they actually, it's like.
Dude, he's all the way net.
They're really, like, it's really this weird thing. Like, it's.
Yeah.
And, like, I was just watching him on TV. I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, how does
see?
This guy...
That's what
like,
I just said.
Yeah, yeah, dude, like, what the fuck?
What, like, it's just so, it's like, mind...
Surreal is the word.
Surreal.
That's the word I keep running into.
It's kind of like this, like, you listen to him talk, and you just, like, you're just kind of confused, almost.
Yes!
Like, how did a person... Yeah, it's crazy. He's digging his own grave, though. That's all I gotta say. It just sucks if he's gonna take all this
stuff
with
him. It's not his own grave, man. Yeah, it's like a lot of people's graves.
Exactly. That's what you're saying, though.
They're gonna be fantastic graves, though.
Yeah, they're gonna be fantastic graves.
The best ever.
Luxurious gold plated. Luxurious 14-karat gold.
Nothing but the best.
The
they're
graves.
Gonna be huge. Huge coffins.
Yeah.
6 feet under? No. We're going eight.
We're going eight. We're American.
Yeah. We need big graves. Yeah.
Grand piano size.
That was
for everybody.
The other thing that just happened. The public. Did you guys know about what's the public school stuff? I was busy, but I couldn't.
She passed by one vote, and it had to be fucking Pence. It was split 50-50, and he had to be the deciding vote.
The way it's gonna work. Oh.
Like even Republicans were like, "No, we're not voting for her. She's a fucking idiot."
Wait a minute, I am too.
The whole guns in schools for bears?
Well, just in case of grizzlies.
Yeah.
Just bears, not black bears, just for grizzlies, not nothing racist.
Hey, man, it's a bear. Is anyone really going to check?
I don't want to
see
what kind of bear it is.
I mean, I think black bears are probably going to be more suspect than any other bear. Black bears and brown bears.
Just unarmed.
Yeah.
Declawed, still getting shot.
Polar bears just wrecking shop and getting away with it.
They just have to deal with all their land slowly dissolving into water. Yeah.
Not due to climate change, though. No, not due to climate change.
Yeah. Not due to climate change.
Yeah, no. Don't get us pulled off the air.
Real.
Oh, yeah, our Twitter feed.
That's not shut down. Shut down. I have a...
Gotta shut the candy teeth guys down.
I have another...
I mean, we can say climate change, but it's a change for a better. You know? I live at the top of Capitol Hill. The water, that sea rises.
You're
straight. Yeah.
It doesn't matter to you.
So I'm going to have
all the people on the islands,
and I'm still paying
the same
rent. It's great.
Yeah.
It's everybody out in the middle of the oceans and the coastal cities that are going to be screwed.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
Well, those are all the rich people anyway. Yeah.
It's all good. Do we have any more Trump stories?
We have one more Trump story.
Yeah,
I did an interview with our Buck Green on the scene.
Live reporter.
Catelyn Huebner. She was at the Women's March and at the protest at the Seattle airport. And so she came flying by a couple days ago. And I'm not setting something up and trying to stall. And...
Are you stalling right now?
I told her she could come by, but I had to record her about all the stuff she's been doing.
Right.
So I'll play with
her. So she agreed, apparently.
She agreed. Okay. Everybody agrees.
Implicitly by being near you.
Yeah. I need a shirt that just says, I'm recording. I'm on air.
On air. That's all you need.
Wait, is that what's been going on? Because I've had conversations with you. I thought we're off there. No?
Yeah, but you don't ever do anything good.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, you do. You do some good, like, comedy, small talk.
Yeah.
But you don't get into, like...
He's saving it all. He's
gonna you're getting a divorce. You're doing all this. I do clips. files, I call them.
Oh, okay.
So every person over my whole life has these files.
Right.
And so then, like, 20 years later, I just pop them out.
Wait, what the fuck?
That's it. Sneaky. Okay.
CIA, you got files on everybody?
Yes. Yes. Oh. And it's so awesome because I just pop them out. I just pull them out. And then all of a sudden, remember what you said when you were 17? Because it's right here. here's a video of you saying it. Anyways. I get myself too, though. But it's all going to come out way later.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's all hidden different ways. But it'll come out.
You just have to learn to live with it. It's cool.
That's fine.
Before podcasting, there was like, I would just record everything.
Yeah.
All the time. With a little audio recorder.
Yeah.
And then when my friends and family and everybody that's around me got onto that, you know, mm-hmm. then I got two. So then I could put that one on the table and, you know, and be like, okay, it's not on, you guys. Oh, and have two. And then
the decoy.
MySpace came out.
Decoy one.
MySpace came out. And so I started Sneaky's MySpace. And Sneaky would just post these audio clips, like exactly what we're doing right now. So anyways, I have millions of audio clips. And
you really record people without them knowing all the time?
No, all the time, my whole life. I did it. And one time it almost got me $1 million, but the file got corrupted.
Oh. What?
It was that time. It was the time that I'd been recording my whole life for.
Your karma.
Yeah. It totally was my karma. It really was.
Recording people without them.
Yeah. Knowing. I know what my punishments are.
Shit, you don't think that they're doing that already?
Who?
Everyone. The bad guys.
Doing what?
Recording everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I always say when people get mad.
Right now. I'm going to get asked stop this, recording. This beer next time I get on.
last week, we were in here, me and I have two interns, and they were both here. And we're talking about, they're both young girls. They're both like, one's 21, and one's 21, and one's something else, younger. And we were all talking about, who's the actress that shoplifted when she didn't need to, and she's the best in the whole world.
Winona,
she's
Ryder.
Winona Ryder. We're talking about Winona Ryder all day. We watched Heathers. So we're talking about Winona Ryder all day. They had never seen Heathers. I just brought them into a whole new world. Winona Ryder, they're talking about how she aged so eloquently, right? I get a thing on my Facebook. We weren't on the computer at all. We're talking to each other like humans with no phones in our hands or nothing. The next time I look at my phone, the thing that comes up on Facebook on like whatever, somehow.
Yeah.
Is how eloquently Winona Ryder has aged with a time lapse of one of those where their face changes into the next one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's been in the acceptance speech for the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
For Stranger Things. Like, she did all the crazy faces.
Oh.
She's been kind of in the news lately.
Okay, it's not the government.
So I can understand it, because she still looks pretty good. I mean, that was like...
No, that's a thing that they got. It's like,
that's what I'm saying.
And it's like, or you, yeah, it's...
It's a...
You have some app on your phone or something that you agree to, and it's behind the scenes fucking recording.
Listening to you, yeah.
That like every one of those shitty websites has like clickbait for every actor. It's either like how well they've aged or how terrible they've aged.
Ooh, you know? Yeah.
Like, what happened to this fucking guy? You know, like,
it looks like his face grew off his
look at Martin Sheen now.
Yeah, there's always the top 21 actors and all the terrible things they've been arrested for.
And you fucking click it because you want to know.
Yeah. I want to know. All right. So are we ready for this clip?
All right.
I think this is the one where she's at Seattle, but I think this is the one where she's at Seattle, but we'll see. If it's not, I'll go to it. Okay. Nope. That's just us having a good time. All right.
She's talking about the women's march and just cracking up.
No, wait till you hear this girl. It's good. It's good. She knows how to do it. All right. The New Misadventures of Catelyn Humor. Here we go. Let's just have it from the beginning. I don't care.
Are you recording right now?
Now I'm recording.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Welcome back to Canned Teeth Radio. We're here on the special, it's a special
flyby edition.
Yeah, with Callan Huebner.
Also known as the boss.
The new boss in town.
Let me put my phone on vibrate.
Hold on. Call me. It's always good to know who the boss
is. You've been doing all kinds of crazy shit. You're on a crazy roller coaster wave.
I'm on a mission from God.
Yeah, first thing I saw was you were at the Women's March?
Mm-hmm.
And that was where you were in Seattle?
Oh, yeah.
What was that like?
Oh, it was fucking convenient.
Yeah.
I got a new studio in Pioneer Square with some cool other artists. And the march just walked right by. So we got to sleep in. We didn't have to go down the street to the park. We're just like, all right, let's put on some pants and go. Only pants. There's a lot of people out there with photos of me dancing or screaming with peace signs in front of these, like, pro-life, Christian, bigot, fascist fucks.
It's so nuts
everywhere. No.
So you're in it, though. I've been watching it from the phone.
I can't get this bandana off my neck now because of the police.
The SeaTac one was the crazy one.
Yeah, the Women's March felt like a yoga party with soccer moms.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming out, ladies. Good to have your support. Come with me to the other ones, too. Especially Black Lives Matter.
The best thing about that statement right there is that in a previous episode of Candy Teeth Radio, her first interview, right? This is the third time she's been on there.
Mm-hmm.
The first time we were talking about it because... there's a business down the street called Dorky's that's an arcade.
Okay.
And they were doing Black Lives Matter outside, and then the dude that owns it came out and was like, get out of here, whatever. And they saw, you're a nigga.
I heard about this story in the weirdest way.
Like, really?
On a podcast.
That's Doug, really fucking weird, man.
Doug Benson's Doug Loves Movies podcast. They were talking about this guy. Yeah.
Why?
Because he was doing a show in Tacoma, and he was talking about how he just went to Dorky's, and then half the crowd, I was like, oh, you know, like,
is that what's up?
Yeah, yeah, and then he kind of knew about, I don't know.
That's random.
And then I think he addressed it in the next episode, about because didn't he ultimately come out and apologize, or he did something, but it was kind of
he came out and apologized and said he wasn't a racist,
yeah. That's all you have to do, right?
I think so.
I could say a bunch of shit, right? And then just be like,
hey, and there's still plenty of fuckers playing video games at that place.
Yeah.
I thought that place was shutting down. I thought it was shutting down.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then just, nope, it's good.
Still just open.
Yeah, it's good. He was not a race. Well, the thing is, you just gotta be like, when I called the dude at Black Lives Matter to his face, I was mad at my wife for the coffee earlier that day, and I didn't really know. I'm not a racist.
Wait, did he really say something like that?
It's on video to the guy's face.
No, I know that he said that to the guy's face, but when he apologized, did he say that he was mad about something earlier?
No. But no, that's me.
Yeah, I would have gone with a different way. With look, there was a Dave Chappelle marathon last night. I watched like 8 episodes of shit. I thought it was cool. I didn't know that you weren't allowed to add R.
I thought it was cool. It was in a song.
Yeah.
I was singing a song to that guy. Nigga.
Yeah, you did a nice little illustration of that after that happened.
Yeah, I did. Huh? I forgot about that until you just said that.
Yeah.
That's such a
bug. That was like a year ago.
What was it? It was Pac-Man Lives Matter. Is the guy had a shirt on that said Pac-Man the drawing?
Yeah. Some people get upset for the weirdest things.
It's that's a different one. Like you got to be like, oh yeah, damn, that does suck when black people get shot in the street unarmed on the ground by fucking shotguns.
For no reason.
That does suck.
No,
calm down,
damn
Jeremy.
Crazy
you're making
person.
Us all look bad right now, Jeremy.
Have you ever heard of Tom Likas?
Yeah.
Okay.
I grew up in Los Angeles. I think that's where that dude started out.
Yeah.
I was just like...
I wasn't sure. That's what I was wondering.
The worst. Because it's like a classic rock station, and all of a sudden it was just like... Meh, meh, meh.
Yeah. Getting late. I'm ugly and I get late.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how. You just tell them they suck and they're fat. And he was like, no, don't be nice, you idiot. You're a dick. You gotta be a dick. You point out everything that's bad about him, but you say you like it. Like, oh, I'm really into muffin tops, babe. That's cool. That's cool. I like that.
I never even heard this guy before.
Okay, well, let's listen to
him. I've heard the name, but I haven't heard, like, I didn't realize that's what he did.
Just like a shitty version of Power Stern.
I used to be a delivery driver for flowers.
What, that didn't get the girls right there?
To the flower shops. Yeah, it did. To the flower shops. So I'd listen to podcasts or shows like this. That's how I got into him. But anyways, so the crazy girl, and when I say that, I mean the crazy girl. I don't mean like
I'm crazy putting down girls.
Who was also a crazy person who also had a vagina. She went on Tom Likas, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So let's listen to it.
Oh, no.
Let's listen to it.
Here's my telephone.
Hi. How are ya?
Do you care,
Jennifer? Of course.
I'm doing great.
Good, good. When I was drunk last night,
yeah,
I made out with my boss.
You made out with your boss?
I did.
Really?
Yes.
What was that
my
like?
My much older boss.
Oh, wait a minute. Your much older married boss, maybe?
No, he's not married. That's good.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So now, where were you getting drunk that you're with your boss?
At a bar.
What were you doing at a bar with your boss?
I don't know.
Yeah? Uh-huh.
I shouldn't have been there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So you got hammered with him, and then you made out with him. Was that right at the bar? Where was this?
It was at the bar and in my car.
In your car, too? Did any clothes come off?
No.
Nothing got unzipped or unhooked?
No. Uh-huh. Not that I can remember.
Oh, man. So what was it like going to work today?
Very uncomfortable.
Really? Did he remember it?
Did what?
Did he remember it?
Yes.
Was he the one who reminded you, or did
no,
you?
No, I knew. He knew, I knew, we know.
So now what are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
It's out of control.
Out of control.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. 1-800-5800-TOM. Coast to coast. The Tom Likas Show.
So no advice?
That's it? That was it. He cut her off. Well, no, nothing got unsnapped or unhooked.
Yeah.
He was like, what? He's like, why are you even telling me this? You, like, kissed your boss? I don't give a fuck about that. I want to hear some weird
shit.
He's
like, little, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so good at reacting to her whole thing. It's great. Just random Tom Likas clip for you.
So that's...
This thanks, man.
That's made up then.
I moved all the way across the country to, like, not hear that shit.
What'd you say?
I said, so she made all that up then? That was all?
No, that's real. And I have a video of her that I made that's mixed with that, because I'm filming her while she's on the phone in a robe and a towel on the head the next day. And she's on the phone with Tom Likas telling him the story. But I also have the video from her the night before where she comes home drunk and tells us all about the whole thing that night, and it's the best thing ever.
Oh my god.
What do you do when a Chinese man will not say no for an answer?
What?
What do you do when a Chinese man will not say no for an answer? This is real. That's a perfect acting job. I just did a perfect acting job.
That sounds like she's working on a bit. Like,
no, yeah.
I thought you were launching into like a Cosby.
No. This was real.
Or
this
are you Jeff life. Foxworthy? If you don't take no from a Chinese man, you just might be a drunk girl.
I would not want to listen to that in the morning.
No, yes you would, dude. That dude, he was just telling you how to get laid.
Oh, I'm just understanding now that that's a morning show.
Yeah.
This is like a late night show.
Hi!
How are ya?
Do you care, Jenny?
Of course!
I was playing like the middle of the afternoon. It was,
Oh, yeah, it was after school.
Yeah, exactly.
It was after school for the kids.
Yeah.
So you can have the kids call in and tell them about the horrible shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there wasn't enough, like, sound effects for that to be a morning show. No. It's like, it's the badger.
Yeah. And the badger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's what I'm fucking talking about. Let's get drunk. I mean,
yeah, you guys ever do like a 4-hour podcast before? Because I'm down.
We did three. We were going to wrap it up right now, but I'll party all night. But these guys are old. Mm.
I'm down to go for a little bit longer. I could go till 10.
Damn!
Half hour.
All right, then. It's my editing. No.
Want to wrap it up?
No, yep. Just wrap it. Jeff called it and pulled out the ender. Oh, shit. No. You see the ender before?
No.
Jeff Week is a musician. By the way, these dudes are
badass. Musician. Say it on mic so everybody knows.
This dude's a musician. Jeff Week's a musician. Off model, badass. Been in 1,000 bands. Been on the cover of City Arts magazine. That's how he got his girl. It was my fault. It's good. Anyways, this guy over here. Jake Decoy, this dude's a mural fucking fantastic. Mural fantastic.
Mural fantastic.
Mural fantastic. That's what you should say in your business. Graphic design, all kinds of illustrations. Does not give a fuck. That's how we roll around here. Casey.
Who's getting into some ASMR thing? You guys know what I'm talking about? Girls like whispering to microphones.
What? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It's a thing. I'm down with it because I catch people on here.
Yeah.
On the audio. And I'll be like, who was it? Jessica Spring was one of our last guests. And what did she say? She said something that I was like, oh, damn.
Oh, I go the other way with it.
You hate it. Oh, you're like, stop whispering in my ear.
Yeah. It's like, it's like there's thousands of videos of all this shit.
So you barely hear it?
Oh, it is super popular. And then they just ruffle some potato chips or something.
Just for noises.
Yeah, people get into it.
What?
Yeah.
You know a lot of shit. Wait a minute.
Or ASMR.
You know a lot of shit about these little things that are going on in the internet world.
He's got the in on the
I think so.
On the
I was literally just having this conversation. I actually promised a special someone that I would talk about.
Oh, you would?
Well, actually, she made me promise that I would not talk about
it. Oh!
I'm super glad I could steer the conversation into some ASMR stuff.
Sounded like the door just opened. Well, even if I was drunk, which I'm not,
so fuck you!
I would like to say thank you to Casey Weldon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
That was really fun, and I can't wait to listen to it again and edit out the monkey part. If I put just the parts I edit out of me giving away shit about myself and made it into one thing.
The autobiography is what
that is. Do you have anything coming up? I think you talked about one thing coming up.
The solo show in June, Think Space. The other one was the drunk show, the 99 bottles show at True Love here in Seattle. Yeah.
Check out mine.
Cool.
Isn't that dope?
Hey, you got some pudding on there?
Fucking batter. pancake batter. That's tight.
Texture.
Yeah. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. From people have been posting them.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, yeah, mine's still blank. Wait a minute. You have a song. Jeff has a song that we can go out on.
Yeah, I can press play on this top of the line state of the art machine right here.
Perfect.
Right on. There's some blank space, apparently. There we go.
So, this weekly thing has turned out awesome. The new year of Candy Teeth Radio. Very excited to have Jake in the house.
Yeah.
It's working out awesome. If you want to check out anything I'm doing, you can go to candyteethcreative.com. If you want to check out Jeff's music, you can go to offmodel/SoundCloud.
SoundCloud/offmodel. Yes.
And then if you want to check out Jake Decoy's, whatever the fuck he's doing, all kinds of shit, go to Decoy1. KentuckyFried.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also check out...
Wait a minute.
KentuckyFriedRadio.com.
And also... Well, I forget we got a website. Isn't that nice?
Thank you, Jake.
KentuckyFriedRadio.com. You can just listen to it from there. Push the triangle. There's like a triangle that's sideways. If you just push, try to get to it, it'll play the show. If you want to check out... If you want to check out Casey,
triangle that's sideways. For all you motherfuckers that don't remember what play buttons look like, it's a sideways triangle.
We had this conversation before, and some people don't.
You don't know how hard it is.
That's why I was laughing.
Because I'm like, why would you describe it like, oh, because of millennials? Yeah.
Oh, God. Finally, we're here. If you want to check out Casey Weldon, you can go to Casey Weldon something, something, something.
Yeah, or it's CaseyWeldon.com or Instagram, Casey Weldon.
Yeah, Instagram's good. Thanks for listening. And until next time, stay alive.
Stay alive, everybody.
All right, now let's party.
I think that shit on. It's a. We can talk now.
You're the guest. You can do whatever you want.
No, it's all good. Because it's already going to be stopped before the fade. It's just like, I can't just press stop.
He's got weird.
I'm not going to stop.
Okay.
It's like one of his things.
It's like a bad DJ thing. You got to like fade it out. You can't just be like...
All right.
You want some meth?
excuse me. Okay, so... yeah.